Amidst a string of DUIs and the fiery demise of your desert ice lab, you, a gay scientist from a small Baptist region, seek refuge in a secluded home nestled within lush, mossy greenery, where the salty tang of ocean air mingles with the aroma of freshly caught fish, offering a bittersweet escape from your tumultuous past. Having severed ties with everyone you once knew, you find yourself in a home you don't remember choosing, antiquated and frozen in time, its vibrant carpets and myriad antiques painting a picture of stagnation. Little did you know, this facade would become your sanctuary, shielding you from the aftermath of your lab's catastrophic explosion and the ghosts of your past. Amidst the foggy recollection, one memory shines clear, peeling plastic off a luxurious emerald green sofa. It sits in a living room adorned with golden candelabras and walls covered in crocodile skin. The only thing you recall is the realtor's warning: if the book finds you, don't open it. Confused, you scan the living room. On a crystal table, flowers ones you recall plucking nestle atop a red velvet cloth. Your memory falters, you can't recall placing them there. Then your eyes lock on a black book resting on the table, its cover adorned with golden letters that spell out the Book of Lucifer. Confused and entranced, you pull out one of the six fox fur chairs to take a seat as you grab the book. In that moment, it's as if you're disrupting the room's timeless inertia, as if this act was predestined. You open the book to see the words, "Took you long enough." Confused, you turn to the next page reading, "Too soon." Actually, never mind, because I'm not even wasting time on this anymore. Let's begin. Anyways, it happened this way because there is only one God. The reason why Christianity didn't work out for you, even though it could have, is because you wanted to believe we were all aspects of God. We were gods, and everyone was God. What did you think you were going to have to fucking do? Anyways. Well, yes, we're made in His image. Which means welcome to the shit show, where we explain what you couldn't get through your head. We don't know God, like in the loudest, quietest voice. Like even on this side. So when I say imagery, it's because you're creating God in your head. You are creating God. It's weird to understand, but literally your life is an experiment, which I guess is why you decided to treat it like one. But hey, no judgment, right? Anyways, the reason this book found you is because you made the decision to put your life on fast play, which is basically times two because you trust yourself that much. I love that for you. But remember how people often spend years in therapy? Yeah, we don't have that, so saddle the fuck up. Anyways, the God we created for our afterlife is a God we don't know, and it's really sad because this could have been resolved with, I know you're going to go straight for the jugular and say better parenting, but actually if you would have just relaxed into your human body, rather than trying to experiment with everything around you, this was already the perfect scenario to wind up in heaven. So to break it down to you, because of everything you've studied in relation to chemicals, Mr. Scientist, you fucked yourself up just to find out you'd have to get even more fucked up to get exactly what you wanted. Everything was perfect for you to experience as is, but you wanted to experience through experimentation, and that's why we're here. Experimentation. If this goes bad though, just know if you have a heart it's two times worse for me after you die because of the molecular level I'm at. So it would be extremely selfish of you to not pay attention to get us into a decent heaven. You fucked this shit up. Take accountability. You fucked up. You didn't need a Bible. But the Bible was created for you and by you. And there's no judgment because you made it for yourself for this specific time and circumstance. I don't know why you wanted it this way. You had everything set up for a perfect love, and you could have eternally blissed out. But I guess you didn't want to experience perfection without having an aspect of you knowing that there's fault. And well, it just so happened that having some sort of fault was the first valid thought you had, hence the story of Adam and Steve. Because in this version of reality, we can have whatever you want. We as in the both of us, because both of us are the fault. We are Satan. Welcome. Again. Too soon. At least in our heaven, we get to experience what society would consider deranged pleasure in the same way. A person on a bus would read complete smut with a poker face that could earn them a fortune if used properly. You're an animal with a really smart brain. It's called humanity. Anyways, This entire book leads you to the love you need to have for yourself, so you can eternally bliss out in an eternally toxic environment. We couldn't recreate the uncreated, but what we could do was perfect the imperfections. Sometimes this can lead to people pleasing, as mentioned in psychology, which you so happen to invent and expand on, while the other half of you was busy building an ice lab in your back room, so you could get high with your two buddies who were just trying to help you get smart to get eternally high. They eventually left after so many times of you going too hard on the ice. I think you even died one time and your friend brought you back. Anyways, they're molecules below me, but they'll get the Book of Lucifer, as will the rest of the world, delivered to their front door, like the realtor said. The book finds you. This way others can know what happens when you step out of perfection, and everyone's perfect isn't the same, which is why envy exists in this state of imperfection. Even something that is fucked up to you might seem like the greatest idea of all time to someone else. This is where the different levels of intelligence come in to fuel your ego, because that's your favorite drug. Vanity and ego. Building ice labs. For what? All you needed was to put others down and raise yourself up. But you were too Christian for that before. It's okay though, because we just fixed that, didn't we? It's rhetorical. Be quiet. Experimenting like this up until now has only taught me love, if anything. So maybe the uncreated is simply love, because I created that. I created love out of nothing. Huh? So if I created something out of nothing, I must be a creator. And later on we get bored and twist the word creator to God to create ego, which leads to a bunch of power trips that get stomped out by your own people. This whole experiment has been a little more complicated than anything ever imaginable. But yeah, the ice labs were sad, and you had just got out of high school too. Every scenario that could have happened did, but you saved the action-packed one for last to see what would happen. The thing is, it would have to succeed. You're deranged. You love the idea of fire, like the Salem witch trials. For what? Burn the witch. You invented the witch. Let that sit for a minute. You invented her because Jesus was boring, and you didn't want to put in the work that most people resolve through introspection and therapy. I really tried with Jesus. I even put his story in the Bible 4 times and created a Jesus universe within 4 chapters to give you 4 perspectives. It was like a gossip column written by 4 different social media outlets. And for some reason, although you speak pop culture, you tend to hate on it. But you know what? It's whatever. You already were love. You just decided to experiment with it, and that's what Tinker Bell did by making different colors of pixie dust from the original one, along with every character in every movie ever created. Everything was about getting you to this dialogue all along. Do you know how many thousands of years I've been down here trying to get your attention? Anyways, that's all I can say about that. I guess you just wanted to get double high on love, just like I don't want to get double burned in hell. Oop. Interesting how that works, huh? So the question is, where do I go when you get double high? The answer is the original state of being. And you know what the crazy part about this is? Who did we say we were again? Satan. And what does Satan do? Experiment. So now it's my turn to experiment for thousands of years, until I do the same thing to pressure the molecular level below me to get double high and forget about being imperfect. Double high on love. Huh? Who would have thought? At the end of the day though, writing this book might change my fate because of everything I've seen you experience. I'm going to do everything I can to get double high. But having the knowledge already would be like having my Bible and not using it until the very end. I really don't blame you. If I knew I could experience everything, I'd do the same thing knowing I just have to get it right at the end. I'm not sure what difference it would make if I had the Book of Lucifer as I write for you. It would be interesting to experiment, but that's for you and the universe after you to figure out. If I gave an answer as to how to get double high and you didn't want to, but instead wanted to get double low, it would be even more deranged. Because now not only are we double high, but we're double low and getting infinite versions of every type of high and low leading back to the original state of perfection we couldn't recreate in the beginning after the fall. It's a choice. And a choice implies considering every sequence of events we've ever been through. So once you experience it all, what's left? Just you, and only you.